time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Many schools remain closed for a second day in Oklahoma and Kentucky Tuesday as teachers continue to rally for higher pay and education funding.
Every public school in Kentucky was closed today as teachers marched on the state capitol to protest proposed pension cuts. And this was a scene at the state capitol in Oklahoma, where thousands of teachers and students and their allies demonstrated today for more school funding and for better pay. Inspired by the successful strike last month in West Virginia, teachers in red states are organizing themselves on social media, walking off the job to protest what they say are poor conditions in the classrooms where textbooks are falling apart and wages that, according to one teacher, force her to go to a food pantry just to get by.
When I drove into Park, I drove past my own students at the after-school program on their playground, and they waved all smiling at me, and I thought, I'm so embarrassed. I should not have to do this. I have 2 degrees. I have student loans and bachelor's degrees and 14 years experience. I should not have to come ask for food.
The demonstrations were inspired by West Virginia, where teachers walked out for 9 days and won a 5% increase in pay. Teachers in Arizona are now considering a strike over their demands for a 20% salary increase. He did it again. This time, Trump congratulated Egypt's president, al-Sisi, on his landslide re-election victory, an election critics derided as a sham that garnered him 97% of the vote. The statement is another signal of the Trump administration's stated goal to improve relations with Egypt after Trump's predecessor, Barack Obama, declined to invite Sisi to the White House because of concerns about his human rights record. It comes shortly after Trump faced widespread pushback for congratulating another foreign leader, Russian President Vladimir Putin, who similarly won a race that was broadly criticized as neither free nor fair. After a deadspin video of news anchors from Sinclair TV stations across the nation all spouting the same script about fake news went viral over the weekend, the company is fighting back criticism.
In a memo sent to Sinclair employees yesterday, the senior vice president of news, Scott Livingston, wrote, "The critics are now upset about our well-researched journalistic initiative focused on fair and objective reporting." Livingston also defended the promos in a press release, writing, "We find it curious that we would be attacked for asking our news people to remind their audiences that unsubstantiated stories exist on social media." President Trump tweeted his defense of Sinclair, writing, "So funny to watch fake news networks, among the most dishonest groups of people I have ever dealt with, criticize Sinclair Broadcasting for being biased. Sinclair is far superior to CNN and even more fake NBC, which is a total joke." End tweet. The Sinclair Broadcast Group, which skews conservative, owns or operates more than 190 stations across the United States, including 22 NBC affiliates. Two-thirds of those stations are in states that voted for Trump. The company is also seeking to acquire dozens more by purchasing Tribune Media.
The White House on Monday held its annual Easter egg roll, but the remarks by the president left the kids and the adults wondering what he was talking about. MSNBC's Brian Williams has more.
There was the president, flanked by the first lady, and the aforementioned bunny, and the permanently affixed bunny mouth appeared to give the bunny a kind of permanent look of horror, shock, revulsion, and surprise all at the same time. Then the president said this, which had some folks wondering if he'd forgotten what the place was called.
"I want to thank the White House Historical Association and all of the people that worked so hard with Melania, with everybody, to keep this incredible house or building or whatever you want to call it, because there really is no name for it. It is special. And we keep it in tip-top shape. We call it sometimes tippy-top shape. And it's a great, great place."
You know that feeling you get when you hear someone say something for the first time and you just know in that instant we'll be hearing about that again? Today's occasion at the 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue building had that ring to it. Then the president launched into the body of his remarks. Remember as he speaks, remember as you listen to this. This is for an audience of children who are there with their parents.
Our country is doing great. You look at the economy, you look at what's happening. Nothing's ever easy, but we have never had an economy like we have right now. And we're going to make it bigger and better and stronger. Our military is now at a level, will soon be at a level that it's never been before. It's you see what's happening, and you see what's happening with funding. The funding of our military was so important, and so many military people are with us today. So just think of $700 billion, because that's all going into our military this year.
The bunny in that moment spoke for so many people. The annual Easter egg roll is organized and coordinated by the First Lady's office. Melania Trump did not speak to the group at today's event. She and Kellyanne Conway later did read books to a group of children. President signed some autographs. The children seemed to thoroughly enjoy a spring day on the South Lawn of the People's House, the building where our presidents get to live. I got the-
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.